minutes for questions. And go ahead.
I'm from Argentina. So, I mean, the reason why I say so is, I mean, is because these are a couple of things I want to check with you, okay? When you mentioned, okay, let me start this way. In Argentina, and, you know, in some conferences and meetings, there's this lefty critique of Evo Morales, saying, you know, he's basically a traitor, he hasn't done much. And at the same time, I mean, you mentioned, I mean, since I live in the States, I perhaps I'm a bit more paranoid, but, you know, I take other things into consideration, and I would like to see how you feel about this. Because you mentioned the you know, Taliban threat in Latin America, you know about the forces in Colombia, and one thing that you didn't mention, and you don't have to, but I'm thinking of, is the attempt of secession of all these right-wing, you know, white, basically, farmers and bourgeois. And how violent and nasty that got. So the image that you propose is that Evo Morales is like a dump, is neutralizing. But I see that, and I agree with you that, you know, the basic neoliberal patterns in Latin America, Argentina included, have not changed in the last years, and underneath the left surface. But at the same time, what I feel is that if you go a bit further, you have U.S. intervention. Because, I mean, these people, these farmers or whatever they are, I mean, they are bourgeois, I mean, their claims, and this happens with the elites, let's call them elites, in many places in Latin America, their claims, they were framing their claims in terms of rights and democracy and rule of law, and saying, and you know, I'm just connecting with some of these rebels in the Middle East now that I don't know who is whom. You know, some we know that some people are just democratic masses, but I don't know really who they are. But basically, you can use that language to frame, you know, claims for intervention. And so, and at the same time, we have the Allende's experience before. So one thing that characterizes, I mean, I don't know if it is distinctive, but one thing that we know in Latin America is how reactionary these ruling classes are and how genocidal they are, and how far they are able to go. So, am I making sense? Mm-hmm. So basically, how do you feel about these things? Because I feel that sometimes this left critique is a bit too, not that I'm trying to protect the operators, but it's like, isn't he also protecting the working class, the South American working class, from something else?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure, over here.
All three presentations are really, really provocative. But I have questions for both Peter and Wendy. Peter, one of the things that most impressed me when I read People Without History, by Europe and the People Without History by Wolf, was this critique of Engels' uncritical appropriation of Morgan's work, and sort of that Morgan's book, you know, attempt to portray the indigenous populations of North America in the mid-19th century as if they were still the same as they were prior to conquest. And he makes the whole point about how under the impact